The Phil Show.
The University of Tennessee, along with the Virginia Hokies, Virginia Tech Hokies, forgive me, formerly the Fighting Gobblers, will be getting together as kind of the fusion of NASCAR and college football. It's going to be a danged big deal. And you know what? Jimmy Hyams is going to be there. And he joins us now for the Vol Preview Report. Ladies and gentlemen, here's the Mag Daddy. Here's the man, Jimmy Hyams. Jimmy, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Phil. How are you doing?
Excellent. How about you?
Great.
I got to tell you, a lot of folks maybe stayed up last lost a little sleep last night or went to bed before not only Farragut came back, but Denver came back. And here again, wow, I've seen two guys. I hope to see another exciting game with Tennessee being the victor as we tune it in 1 day, 10 hours, 50 minutes, and 11 seconds, Mark.
Well, it should be a good ball game up there. I'm looking forward to it. Obviously, Tennessee has to play a lot better than it did against Appalachian State if it wants to beat Virginia Tech. And Virginia Tech is going to be without Frank Beamer on the sideline for the first time in about 29 years.
Wow,
he retired. Justin Fuente, who did a great job at Memphis, is a head coach. He's a great offensive mind. He plays the spread. And he's got a junior college quarterback named Gerard Evans, who threw for 221 yards and four touchdowns last week. They got a great receiver, Isaiah Ford, who caught 11 passes last week. This is a pretty good offensive team, a much, much better offensive team than Appy State. And they've also got like six starters returning on defense. Bud Foster's a defensive coordinator. He's been there about 22 years. He's one of the better defensive coordinators in the country. I think Tennessee's got its work cut out for it.
Well, and I don't guess, did anybody get to see practice this week at all?
No. They've limited to the point where you don't know what's going on. They've gone clandestine. You get to see a couple of periods, and when I'd go out to practice, I'd watch stretching a little bit. I'd watch a couple of throws from the quarterback. That's about it. And then you leave. So it's really hard to get a gauge on what's going on in practice from Tennessee. But I tell you one thing, if that offensive line doesn't play better, Tennessee's going to be in for a long night.
There's no question about it, and that was one of the bigger disappointments, because here most of these are veterans, and you think, well, and certainly you would think that may be a big part of the ranking, plus the fact that you had this 1-2 punch. Do we think we'll see more from Alvin Kamara?
Yes. He had two touches in the first half. Here's the thing, and somebody mentioned, well, he didn't get touches because they didn't have the ball. Well, they had 37 snaps in the first half. He had two touches. They had 30 snaps in the last two quarters, and he had seven touches. So they just didn't do a good job of getting it to him. Now, offense coordinator Mike DeBoer said they had 15 or 16 plays designed for him, but Virginia Tech took it away, or something happened within the flow of that play to where they didn't get the ball to Kamara. But he's got to get at least a dozen touches a game, in my opinion. He's too dynamic not to do that. And I think he'll be a much bigger part of the game plan against Virginia Tech than he was Appalachian State.
And other than the student body right, left, handoff, and telescoping this, or whatever, we're really showing you this. Are we going to see a couple little more screens? Or are we going to see what Mr. Dobbs can do?
Well, here's what we need to see, in my opinion. Out of Tennessee needs to run Josh Dobbs in the zone read. He handed it off time after time after time to Hurd, and yet I thought there were several occasions where if he had kept it and gone around the corner, he either had open field or he had a cornerback or a safety or a linebacker to beat. I like my chances with Dobbs in the open field one-on-one, and he had that a lot, and he elected not to do it. Now, I don't know if he elected not to on his own. I don't know if the coaches told him.
You don't
need to run it. We can handle Appalachian State with a vanilla game plan. I'm not sure about that. But I know one thing. When he's not running it effectively, Tennessee's offense isn't very good. It wasn't very good against Appy State. It wasn't very good against Arkansas last year when he didn't run it. It wasn't very good against North Texas when he didn't run it. He has got to run it effectively. And I think when he runs effectively, he passes more effectively. I think he goes hand in hand.
Yeah, it's kind of a confidence thing, and I think he brings the team up, because it adds that other wrinkle, and he's almost like a fullback, halfback, whatever. The more he runs, the more he likes to run, and the better he runs.
And that's why I think that Tennessee's offense is going to look better against Virginia Tech than it did Appy State, because I don't think they're going to handcuff Dobbs. I think that they're going to have to go with the whole playbook in this game. And if he runs it effectively, I think that offense is so much better.
All right. Jimmy Hyams, ladies and gentlemen. Are you in Bristol now, Jim?
No.
Okay. And when are you going up?
I'm not.
Oh, so you're staying here and anchoring here then?
Yeah, and the one of the issues is I've got the Sunday morning show at 8 a.m.
Right.
And the projection would be that if I covered the game and stayed and got post-game interviews, I'd leave at 12:30. I'd get home at 5. And that didn't sound too appealing.
Well, I don't see it.
So I'm actually, and I typically don't travel for road games anyway.
Yeah.
Getting home at 5. I get up at 6 to do the Sunday morning show.
Right.
Give me
right.
1 hour sleep. I know you function very well on an hour sleep.
Yes.
But
yes,
still, I'm not in college anymore.
Yeah, I function well on an hour's sleep, but only for about just long enough to go to the bathroom and come back. Yeah. You know, that's about how long I function on the hour's sleep. Here again, not dissing anyone. You got your own bathroom when you're here, so that's a good thing, I believe. How long have we been talking about this ball game? Has it been 10 years or more?
Oh, the first time I heard discussion about it was over 20 years ago.
Over 20 years ago.
And it just wasn't feasible. They didn't think they could get the field done. They couldn't do this, couldn't do that. Mm-hmm. And then when Dave Hart came in, and I give him credit for this, I think he pushed for it a little bit. I think he saw some great value in it from recruiting, from attention, and so forth. And so they did more study of it and said, well, we believe we can get this thing going. And we'd actually reported over a month ago that Tennessee – they make $4 million on this game if they sell out their allotment, which they did. They sold their allotment of 40,000, then sold 3,500 more tickets. And then they get incremental bonuses based on the ticket sales. But mm-hmm. if the ticket sales are over $150,000, Tennessee gets about another $300,000. So they'll make a minimum of $4.2 million on this game and maybe $4.3 million on it.
Okay.
Pretty good payday.
No kidding. If they could loan me 20, I'd be tickled, you know. You know, just enough for, you know, a little beer and a cigar, I'm fine, you know. If they could find their way to do that. Jimmy Hyams, give me, and I hope I don't put you on the spot, give me your prediction on the game.
I think it's going to be relatively low scoring. I've got Tennessee 24-20. I think the spread's too much. I don't see 11.5. And one reason I don't see it is I don't think Tennessee's offensive line is good enough to allow Tennessee to score a whole lot of points. And secondly, I think Virginia Tech's got a pretty decent team. So I'm seeing 24-20 Tennessee.
Okay. Very good. Jimmy Hyams with the Vol Preview Report. Ladies and gentlemen, Jimmy, look forward to talking to you on Monday.
Look forward to it. Our Vol Report brought to you by Rhino Shield. It's not paint. It's better than paint. Rhino Shield ceramic coating. It's better than paint. Give them a call, 678-205-4500 for Rhino Shield.
All right, coming up, we'll do the news that ain't. We've got idiots today. We've got a whole lot of stuff to squeeze into just a little time as we do it live at Lenore City Ford, home of the Power Buy. $199 a month for a 2015 Nissan Altima. That's with nothing down. And Ford financing, 0 for 72, 2.9 for 84 with cash back. Come see us, Lenore City Ford. We'll be right back.
Weekday mornings on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.